This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. And if you want to call, 844-551-8255, 24-7, during the show, after the show, whatever. Leave a message. You want to say you like what you're hearing, whatever. Lots going on in the news. And I'm doing a special show today dedicated to fathers. But I could talk to you about what's going on in the news. Some girl burned her baby. Some dude beat his baby, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to hear? We've got the guy that tried to shoot a bunch of Republicans, ended up shooting Scalise, asked specifically, hey, is this what the Republican practice? Yeah. Start shooting people. For what reason? A Bernie Sanders supporter, a guy who'd been interviewed multiple times and saying, we got to do something to take the country back. They claim that all the zealots are on the right. All those Tea Party community people, by the way, go to teapartycommunity.com and get joined up. We're about to go, really go to battle with these guys. And I'm not talking about taking up arms, okay, leftists? I'm talking about kicking your butts at the polls. But this guy, I don't know whether he's a dad or not, he decided to take it upon himself, the typical leftist, with his legal weapon, and go fire on Republicans, and he shot five people, including a police officer. And the left are looking right now for any excuse. Instead of leftist control, they're talking gun control. Well, you know what? I'm just glad. I'm prayerful that Scalise and the various other people who were shot seem to be okay, that they will get to spend Father's Day with their fathers or with their children if they happen to be fathers. I'm glad that he was not able to do the damage that he wanted to inflict. And while these people are out talking about gun control, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, who's nothing but a crook, he's using this for his advantage, some political gain. He should be happy that we don't have gun control, that some cop there said, let me take this fool out. What would have happened had there been more people with weapons? Would anybody have gotten shot? How many fewer people would have gotten shot? They never talk about what these weapons do to deter crime. I was looking at the crime statistics. It's crazy. There's every single year, there are well over 1 million plus violent crimes committed in this country. It may seem like a small amount, but by the just for the record, that's all that's reported. That doesn't mean that's all that happened. How many rapes go unreported? How many robberies go unreported? How many brutal beatings go unreported and shootings and things like this where people go, you know what, I'm just, not enough happened for me to go report it or whatever. You can bet it's a lot more than that, and that lawlessness has increased as leftists have come more into power. Now, you may say, oh, Kevin, I'll go look at the 2004 statistics, and there's 100,000 more crimes, violent crimes committed that year than this year. First of all, I don't believe the numbers. But if you believe that during the time of Bush that there was less crime than there is during the time of Obama, you're naive. Not to mention, during the time of Bush, for those of you who are interested, we've been still racked with rhinoism, a.k.a. leftism. Leftism has been ruling the roost for the better part of three decades, maybe four. So we are living in a time of leftism. It was a slower, slippery slope, you try saying that seven times, than it has been recently. Over the last decade, we've seen it on steroids. But make no mistake about it, we've been dealing with leftism for decades. And so you've watched these crime stats tick up. They say, oh, the highest it's been was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we were still in the midst of leftism. And the only thing that they do from 20 years ago till now is they change the way we do stats.
Oh, there's a lot less crime now than there was before.
If you believe that, you are what they call a country bumpkin. You're a rube. You know what's funny? So one of our friends is in town, and he's doing some work at the Federal Reserve, and we go out to dinner with him, and he says, yeah, we were warned that he wanted to go somewhere that's 8 minutes away if you walk in the downtown area of St. Louis. And he says, I was warned not to walk there. So I guess I know what it is, from his hotel to where he's actually going to work. He says he was warned not to walk there. Broad daylight. So he Ubers from his hotel to his job, you know, to the work he's doing as a consultant, and back every day, $5 each way by Uber. And in a city that claims it's safe, there's police monitoring cameras that they flash red and blue on there to let people know, we're watching you, we're watching you. And he was warned by the hotel and people on the staff, don't walk it. That's how safe it is. So, just crazy, folks. And the reason why the world has gotten crazy is because we have no paternal supervision any longer. Oh, the feminists run the world. They have gotten everything they've wanted, and what they've given you is a world that is less safe. It is less safe for your children and your grandchildren. Do you name me anything that's come out of it that's positive in this, the belittlement of men, this absolute attack, this war on men. They talk about a war on women. Let me tell you, there's a war on men. It is in your face. It's not even subtle. It's not like, oh, well, there's a privilege of being a man in society that's unspoken. The women can come out right to your face and say, I hate men. I don't like men. We want to get rid of men, whatever, and there's nothing. It's like reverse racism. Blacks can say whatever they want about whites, but don't you dare say anything about black folks. Don't you dare talk about black-on-black crime. Because then you're a racist or you're this or that. It's a double standard, and it needs to end. And that's why I'm talking about these things today, because, you know, fathers are going to get honored over the weekend. They're going to get one day where the feminists even say, well, let them have their stupid day. It's okay. But the fact of the matter is, fathers should be honored every day of every year, the same way women should be honored is every day of every year, whether they're mothers or not. How about just being honored for being human beings who are trying to do the right thing? Because trust me when I tell you, there are a lot of people, women, feminists, who don't want to honor men on this one day. They see it as, why waste the time? They get honored all the time. Blah, blah, blah. It's a special thing to be a father, and to be a good one is even more special. Trust me, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson dedicating the show to the men of the world, the men of America, particularly and specifically the conservative men of America. Fathers, the true fathers. Leftists don't know how to be true fathers. They're dogmatic. They don't want to teach their children how to think or anything. And so most leftists have abandoned their children. 72 million pops plus in the world. Are you aware of that? 72 million daddies in the world today. In America, I should say. That was a 2014 data. 24.6 million of those dads live in married couple family groups with children younger than 18. And that doesn't mean that, you know, three quarters of them are derelict fathers. It means that many of them have children who are now beyond the age of 18. A few of them do. 2 million fathers are single fathers with children under the age of 18. 17% of the single parents are men. We always think of single parents as just being women, but no, they're single parent men. you can bet the majority of them are white boys. And I could go on giving you some stats on those guys, but I want to give you some new stats. They say 12.4% of the dads who have kids with their current spouse but also have kids with somebody else. So just over 12% of those are fathers in two different locations. Fathers who are also grandfathers, 29.4 million fathers who are grandfathers. And I can tell you that there are many of the fathers who are grandfathers who are doing it the same way. In other words, they're like me. I was raised by my grandfather who became my father. They're talking about fathers who actually have grandchildren. But there are many of us, especially young blacks, who are being raised by grandparents. Yeah. So, I don't know what you're going to do for dad. There are a lot of people going out, they want to buy things for dad and things like this. But you know what dads really want? Dads really want to be appreciated. That's what they want. Now, I'm not going to speak for all dads, but I can tell you this. I know that when I went with my grandfather, there was, he loved the fish. You could buy him a lure or a new rod and reel or something, but what he wanted to be was appreciated. The times when he would, he always smoked, but I'd see him, he'd get his old glove, this old worn out baseball glove, a thing like that from the 1950s, and we'd go out and throw. And he'd just throw with me. He wasn't a sportsman, but he loved watching it, and he would do what he could to help. He took me to the games, he took me to the practices. I remember one time I wanted to learn how to pitch, and I asked to be the pitcher, and I hit a guy twice. In two pitches, boom, boom, hit him. And he gets mad and he yells at me. He wants to come, kick my butt. And my grandfather says, yeah, well, you try it and watch what happens. I never thought of my grandfather as much of a fighter. It was my uncle that I always thought of as the guy who would protect me. But my grandfather was like, you just go do something and watch what happens to you, young buck. So, but he was there. But far too many young blacks are being raised by grandparents, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's both grandparents, right? A lot of them are raised by grandmothers because even generationally, they don't have their father, but they don't even have their grandfather. How pathetic is that? Let me tell you what a man wants. He wants to be appreciated because there's something inside of your DNA that says, I must provide. I must be that rock, that foundation of the family. And mom can go do what she wants. I mean, if you can pitch in and help, that's great because they certainly serve an amazing purpose in the lives of their children. I don't want to downplay that for one second. But let me tell you, there's something to be said for getting up in the morning, no matter what, and having to go perform and make sure that the family is safe in its what Maslow would say, the regular hierarchy of needs. And I'm talking about the first three. I'm not talking about self-actualization and things like that. Esteem needs. And to some degree, that is what a father helps to meet. But I'm talking about just food over on the table, roof over the head, gas in the car. It's the little things. People take that stuff for granted. Oh, it's just going to happen. No, it isn't. It isn't just going to happen. And kids being understanding that there is a male line in the pride isn't just going to happen. There's a reason why that, the hyenas will mess with the females, but when the male shows up, they're out of there. They scatter. And none of that should be downplayed. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff I can talk about statistically about dads, but the real statistics show up in crime stats. And I'll give you an example. I think it was 2016 data, I'm not sure, but I looked at the statistics of crime by race. And what's funny about that is they lump Hispanics in with whites. So whites end up with 68%. They say 68% of the population of America is white, 13% of it is black, something like that. Well, here's a statistic for you. 51% of the violent crime committed in America is committed by blacks. 51% of the murders and manslaughters are committed by blacks. 13% of the population. 51%. The only crimes where blacks are not almost at least double, I'm pretty sure I can say this with factually, are in DUI and drunkenness. We are barely above our statistical. We're like 13.6%, 13.8% when it comes to DUI and drunkenness. In every other criminal category, blacks are at least double, and in many cases, triple the national average of blacks. That's pretty disturbing. For whites, almost, and I'm talking about including Hispanics, down the line, that 68-69%, they are statistically right there in line with crime. So they commit, you know, 68% outside of murders, in manslaughter. It's either their number or less, or slightly above when you do things, I mean, look at things like DUI. You white people and Hispanics apparently like to drink and drive. But you commit, you know, just barely above the statistical number in that area. And don't even go into Asians. They practically should just take it off the chart. So I was looking at these stats, and it's easy to connect the tissues here, connect the dots here, because you know that when you start seeing the crime rates and the you know, incarceration rates, it is a direct result of the lack of a father or even a father figure, a significant father figure in the life of young men. And it isn't black people's propensity to be more violent or to be more have more criminality. It is the fact that we don't have that societal construct. And what's funny is the left always talks about institutionalize this or institutionalize that, but they will never discuss institutionalized parenting. You know, where does it matter? What is it, the institution of family? How does that fit into everything?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. So, how would you like it if, say, Bill Clinton were your daddy? Would you trade your father for Bill Clinton? Just curious. Would you trade your father for Barack Obama? I mean, it isn't even a thought, like, no, nope. Now, my dad was a piece of crap. I still wouldn't trade him for either one of those guys. I'm just telling you right now, as bad as my dad was, I would have learned worse things from Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and I would not want them as my father. These two people were the father of this country, so to speak, for 8 years each. They set the tone for what America was supposed to be. Chris Rock said Barack Obama was America's daddy. Did you feel like he was your daddy? Bill Clinton, was he your daddy? Who your daddy? Who your daddy? I mean, look at the men on the left and tell me who you emulate, who you go, oh my gosh, I'd love to be that type of a father. Let's look at their best. Okay? John F. Kennedy. Would you want to be John F. Kennedy is your dad? Is that somebody you would emulate? I mean, think about this guy. This is a guy who made it his mission to sleep with Hollywood starlets. He's got a beautiful woman, Jackie O, but it became his mission. It was like, you know, no matter, I mean, just, and people revere the man. I mean, I'm sure I've seen films with him with his kids. He seems like he was a decent dad, but really, would that be the guy you'd want as your father? That's as good as it gets for them. LBJ, racist, conniving snake. And by the way, revered. FDR. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this guy was a hound. A horrible individual. Hated black people. Hated Chinese. Hated anybody but the white man. One of the biggest womanizers on the planet. I could go on. He's revered amongst the left. Bill Clinton canonized. We showed a thing of a woman walking up to Chelsea Clinton during the book signing and asking her to sign a book over to Juanita Broderick. And Chelsea gets this like, oh, gosh. You know, the legacy of Bill Clinton and what he's done to his family and to America is going to last for a long time. It's already outlasted his presidency. Yeah, model father. Look, I'm not saying men don't screw up, make mistakes and things like this, but on the scale that Bill Clinton was at, you got to be beyond that stuff, man. I mean, you know, unbelievable. Who else you want to look at? Barack Obama. Oh, he's a great. Barack Obama's a conniving snake, is what he is. And he's not in any way a good role model for his daughters, who, by the way, witnessed the level of conniving and the infighting at that house. I guarantee those kids, from everything I'm told about the older one, I think her name's Malia, she's going to be hell on wheels. I don't know much about them. I've only seen bits and pieces. But I'll tell you this. Don't think that there isn't trouble in paradise over there. But name me your dad. Would you want Anthony Weiner as your father? Who? Name me a Democrat. Harry Reid? Go on. List them. Chuck Schumer? Have you paid attention to these people? The biggest whiny, snivelly people, they diminish everybody they meet. They believe themselves to be privileged over and above everybody else, and they look down upon people, and you can see it in their policies. They believe they're better than women. They believe they're better than blacks. They believe they're better than Hispanics. They believe they're better than Arabs. You name it. But they pretend. Can you imagine being there? I mean, the level of connive. What are you learning from them? Tell me what you learn. I mean, look, I'm not by any means trying to say that the problems that exist on the left don't exist on the right. But I'm going to tell you, don't try to snow me with this fatherhood. Joe Biden and Bo. Oh, Joe and Bo. I feel sorry for Joe Biden that his son died of brain cancer and he had to bury his child. On a human level, there's nothing worse, and I would never ridicule that. But I'll ridicule the idea that they make it sound like, you know, these guys were the best thing. That family was as dysfunctional as they come. They watched a guy, their dad, who's the biggest imbecile on the planet, rise to the number two office in the land. And I don't know what the outcome of that is. I'm not going to get into the pathology of it, but if I watch my dad, who's a scoundrel, a stick-up man, and, I mean, just the worst human, one of the worst human beings on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, rise to the level of number two, I would look at this country and go, are you freaking kidding me? And that's what we've witnessed. We've witnessed the rise of the beta male, the guy that never should have been there. Barack Obama is the perfect example of this. The metrosexual pansy that ruined this country, and everybody fawn, the left, they pretend to fawn over him as they ridicule him. There's no country in the world that was like, wow, look at America. They're so amazing to have Barack Obama. After 2 months, they knew exactly what we had. Our daddy, Chris Rock.
That's our new daddy.
Jamie Foxx called him God, our Lord and Savior. Speaking of perverts, and I'm not talking about Anthony Weiner, there was a Democratic rep, his name is Ramon Perez of Rhode Island. He did a screen grab of a Wikipedia page when he was presenting to the House Finance Committee the other day, and the screenshot, it was time-stamped at 2:07 a.m., multiple browser tabs with, quote, teen, young, and MILF in the titles. No pornographic images could be seen, and in Perez's claim, someone else who was helping him with the research took the screenshot, apologized to his colleagues, calling it an innocent mistake. It wasn't an innocent mistake. He was looking for that information at 2 a.m. in the morning, because that's what they do. These are the people, the leftists, who will claim to you that they're men of character, etc., that they have the high ground, that they're, you know, blah, blah, blah. They are the ones who have stripper poles in their basement and whose daughters, by the way, are dancing on the ones that men go to at these gentlemen's clubs. That's who they are. They have no moral core. They don't teach a moral core to their kids. It's a free-for-all. They don't discipline their children. Their children are given special treatment. And, in fact, they will go to battle with your kid who may be right over something in order to protect their little devil. You know, they're the parents that go, not my child. My baby would never do that. No way. And when they're not being ethnic about it, they'll go, oh, we did not raise our son or our daughter to be that. There is no way that our son date raped at a fraternity party. There's just no way little Benjamin did that. Oh, yeah, there is. And he did it. They're the ones that hide. They obscure all the facts from you. They don't want you to know the real crime stats in your city, and they certainly don't want your daughter to know the number of rapes that occur on a college campus. Oh, by the way, some of them even by professors. They have their own police department. They set things up to where only they get the information and the data, and then they'll lie to you about the statistics. The same way they lie to you about unemployment statistics, the same way they lie about GDP, the same way they lie to you about inflation and everything on the financial sector, they lie to you about the statistics and the things that matter to you. They will tell you that a city is safe and beat you up if you say, well, what about that dude that kicked in the door next door to me?
Shut up. You shouldn't be talking about that. That's just city living.
These are the people that want to run the world and run your lives. And then you know what they do? They go overboard. They say, we're going to put Hillary Clinton in charge because we are going to prove that we men are not, you know, we're not the alpha males that these other guys are. We're going to put Hillary Clinton in charge of the state. She will be our representative around the world. And you know what Hillary Clinton did? She connived with her man to rip the world off of billions of dollars. Because these beta males over there want to prove to the world that, hey, women are amazing. Women are amazing. They certainly are. And no, and there's not a conservative man on the planet who would disagree with that. But let me tell you something. Controversy, be doggone. If man wanted to get rid of woman, he would have done it. He would have done it. He would have said, you know, I'm going to, he would be doing exactly what they do in Muslim countries. If American men wanted to get rid of women, they had their shot. But they didn't. Just as in the correction of slavery and the correction of whatever else that's happened in this country, men finally realized, white men, if you want to go that far, they said, you know what? We have to honor women. And it wasn't leftist men doing it. It wasn't the ones who decided that it's okay to rape my slaves or whatever else. It was men of character, conservative men, God-fearing men that changed the way we view women in this country. And now what is our recompense? They want to they demonize us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about men. We're talking about fathers. We're talking about Father's Day. We're talking about misandry. If you don't know that term, it is the opposite of misogyny. See, misogyny is kicked around all the time. Hillary Clinton, I lost because of misogyny. Misogynist, men that hate women. No, you lost, Hillary, because you hate men. And men knew it. And only the weakest sissies, the metrosexual leftist knuckleheads, would even bother thinking about voting for somebody who blatantly says, I'm going to tip the scales to women. Tip the scales for what? What, Oprah? What do you want to tip the scales for? I mean, every woman that claims that she's for the freedom of women is a wealthy woman. And many of them are wealthy at the hands of their men. Like Hillary Clinton. She worked in cahoots with her guy. She was a shot caller, and he was the male hyena. You know what they are. They do nothing except, you know, come around. The hyena clans are like Amazons. They just use the men to breed. Get out of here. Hillary Clinton was the shot caller. She's running around country to country extorting people, and Bill's following them behind. Go, yeah, well, you know, Hillary just came in. You better do what she says. You better do what she says, because, you know, Hillary will get you. She'll get you. Miss Andry, microaggressions towards men that I quite frankly don't even see as microaggressions. They're flat-out aggressions. Hatred of men is what Miss Andry means. Hatred of men. And that's what women do. These feminists, they hate men. And they've done it in such a way that it is ruining society because men don't want to be men. So let me give you a few things that you'll hear about men. Men only think with their poops, with their penises, right? No, we actually think with our brains from time to time too, ladies. And sometimes when we think with our brains, we dump you. How about this? A man wouldn't understand. Let me tell you, that's what black folks use with wife. White people don't understand. Y'all don't understand. You don't understand the situation. Yeah, we do. I'm not talking about me as a white guy. I'm saying people understand your situation. I don't have to be white to understand the white condition any more than somebody has to be black to understand the black condition, because it is a human condition. And it may have nuances. Yes, certainly there may be nuances. But don't tell me I can't understand your plight. There are many more complicated things than understanding a black man or than understanding a woman. How about this one? Men just want a hole to put it in. Or how about this? Men can't hear the word no. Or men are obsessed with, you know, girl on girl. Or, really? You don't like sports? Or, you know, he's artistic. Or how about this? Be a man. Grow a pair. Men are womanizers. They're man whores or whatever. Have you heard any of those? Are they complimentary to guys? Look, guys, I tell women all the time, we can be the most debaucherous, name whatever you want. And so can women. You know the conversations, and there are women out there listening to this program going, yep, you're right, you're right. Every woman is not a lady. Believe it. But every guy is not some piece of crap dude who you should just say, I don't need to be concerned with what he thinks. Oh, he's got a systematic advantage over me. There is no systematic advantage. If you want to overcome it, overcome it. If you don't have the self-esteem, let's go back to daddy. Because let me tell you, there are many men who don't have the self-esteem. I tell my friends this all the time. When I was growing up, I don't know where I got it. I talk about it in my first book. But I, for whatever reason, said, I'm not getting pushed around. Some people go, Kevin, you might have been born with it. Maybe. But I know it developed. Because I remember certain things where I was like, that's it. And one scenario I can recall with my friend Roland, some kid who was in the fourth grade, third grade, was bossing us around in the second grade. And Roland was a big kid. And this other guy was actually my size or smaller, but he was a grade higher than us. And Roland respected that he was a year older than we were. And I had zero respect for it. And I looked at Roland one time. I was like, why are you letting this guy talk to you this way? Well, he's a third grader. I was like, I don't care if he's a 10th grader. Well, I wouldn't let him talk to me that way. And he would not talk to me that way. He talked to Roland that way. And it got to the point where I was almost going to stand up for Roland and say, why are you talking to my buddy this way? But I was like, he can handle his own scandal. But I knew that at a young age. That's what I was going to do. I wasn't going to be pushed around. And I thought everybody had this sensation of not being pushed around. And I'm watching men who say, oh, well, you know, we have an advantage over women and we've been doing this for years. Well, yeah, look, I got nothing to do with that. I'm born in today. And I've watched the evolution of women for decades and what things that they've been able to accomplish. And I've never looked at a woman and went, wow, she can't accomplish that. I got one that's pretty smart. I will tell you, I'll put her up against many of the ones that I've seen out there. She's brilliant. So what are you talking about? You pick people that you think are your equal or, in some cases, better. Yeah, my hands up. And enjoy. Women are, there's nothing holding them back except this idea that men are holding them back. Well, you know what? I'm the guy that's going to go to the front of the crowd and say, look, ladies, you want a target? I'll be your target. Because, look, I don't think of you in any other way except you're capable of doing whatever you choose. Will a woman one day outrun Usain Bolt? I doubt it, but it's not that you're not capable. If there's a woman that wants to outrun Usain Bolt, I'm never going to tell her, you're never going to do it. Because if she puts her mind to it, she very well may do it. But on the norm, Usain Bolt's records are pretty safe. And that's okay. There are many things that women do that are amazing. And we have Mother's Day for them. And I think being a mother is the most noble thing you can be, especially when you do it to the level that I've witnessed motherhood. But I won't diminish fathers. Fathers Day facts. $3.1 billion is the amount of child support received by custodial fathers in the year of 2013. They were due $4.2 billion. Custodial mothers received $19.4 billion of the $28.7 billion in support that was due. So, needless to say, there are a lot of deadbeat dads out there who aren't paying their fair share. So of this, just looking at the raw numbers, roughly $8 billion is not going to child support from fathers. I will guarantee you the overwhelming majority of that money is not coming from fathers on the left. Baby daddies. And a baby daddy ain't just black baby daddies. I'm talking about white, Hispanic, all of them. Leftists don't pay their bills. They expect the American taxpayer to do it. But that, $19.4 billion that's going to mothers, you can bet the majority of that is coming from conservative fathers who, even though they may not be with that family, they may be with another family or on their own, they're paying their share. But they're doing more than that. They're involved in the lives of their children. Now, fathers received $3.1 billion. $4.2 billion is what they were supposed to receive. So almost 25% of their money isn't getting to them either. And I can tell you this. It's deadbeat leftist mothers that aren't paying for their children. So here's kind of the net of it all in this discussion. It turns out that, let me look at the numbers here. 40.7%, almost 41% of custodial fathers received all child support due to them in 2013, and 46% of all custodial mothers received all the child support they were due. So, I'm not here to compare one versus the other, but it is weighted towards women. If a man doesn't get his child support, it isn't like this is my personal opinion, he doesn't have an excuse. It isn't like, oh, well, I can't pay the bills because I didn't get child support from my wife. You still got to go and provide. I don't know how many, I'd be curious to know how many men are receiving assistance who aren't getting all their child support, because it's roughly 59% of men are not getting all their child support versus 54% of women, and what percentage of those people are receiving welfare? I would be curious to know that number. But what it boils down to, from my perspective, is something very simple. That fathers are important. There are single fathers doing what they can to make a living. There are fathers who are not with their whole, you know, the family that they maybe have their first set of children with, but you remain a father. And don't even get me started on how women will fight men to not be part of their father's lives these days because of some, you know, this crazy women's movement that's afoot.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.